And whatever we're doing is God with us. We're a team. God. So in Hebrews chapter 2, it starts off saying that we have to listen carefully to the truth that we have, or we might drift away from it. You can be here this morning and you can believe what I said about God doing something extraordinary for you today. You can believe that. And you can walk out of here, and you might even walk out of here, and Shannon might go tell Jane, God did something marvelous for us today. And so then it lasts that long. But then what happens if we don't stick with it? We'll drift away from it. Something will come up. Something might come up something could come up like Vicki said. Remember what you said this morning, Roger? No, she never. Well, I can't say never without relying, but once, not very often does she come up with things like that to me. Remember what he said. Or I might just say, don't you remember what was preached this morning? And all of a sudden something comes up that sort of moves the power of God away from us momentarily. Okay, so then do we drift away from it, or we find our way back into it and say, oh, well, praise the Lord, I'm not giving up what God's got for me for my own sake and attitude. I'm not giving up what God's got for me for my own selfishness. I'm not giving up what God's got for me for anything. I want to get what God's got for me. I want all of what God intends to happen to me from today on. I want it to grow up in me. Right now, an upper bedroom of our house, Vicki's got sourdough starter going. And it's going. And then we've also got some mushroom type stuff that are going. There are some kind of things that are going to make some great tea, and it'll be just wonderful. Shannon says it's making his hair grow, so I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to have my ponytail, you know. But, you know, I mean, it's like, and that is wonderful, and we're doing whatever we can to make it happen. We're not saying, you know, we went and Jane said, here's how you do this, and Vicki had been on the internet, she's got this printed out sheet of how to do it right. If you do it right, it'll work. If you deviate from it, it probably is going to not go so well. If we do it right, it'll work. Don and I could start on the same welding project at the same time. Don would finish one, he would finish another, he would finish another, and I would still be starting. Because I don't know a lot about it. Now, I watched the kids at school, and I figured out that those little wire welders are a lot handier than those other ones. I've tried the stick welding before, and I get this, pull it off. And I think once I even made a little trail once with it or something like that. But I keep thinking, you know, one of these days at school when I'm starting, I'm going to take that little wire welder and I'll at least do something with it. Because it looks like that thing just goes kind of sort of, you know. But even, you know, so if I went and I practiced in school for about 4 minutes, then I went down to Don's. Now, Don, I'm ready for you. Let's go for this, buddy. I can. Don would do it right, and then we finish, and I'd still be going, but I could, you know, I could get it to go. But if we do it right. Now, if on the other hand, Don was doing it, and he looked over and he said, well, you know, I guess I'll just do it like Roger is. That would be drifting away from what's right. And then he would get nothing done. And his life would become sort of miserable because if he doesn't get anything done, then nothing comes in, and then all this and that, and it's all Roger's fault.
At least he has somebody to blame.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we generally like, is to have someone to blame. I always know that I can count on Norm. Because he and I are on the same wavelength with the Holy Spirit. And that's true, because you see, we do. We prefer to have someone to blame. And so, if we put our inspiration once in a while in God, but things don't go well, guess who gets blamed?
God.
God, absolutely. Because we just never know what God's going to do. I don't know why God wanted me sick. I don't know why my ear fell off. God just wanted it that way. I'll be a great artist now. I'll be Van Gogh. I'll have only